Hi, my name is Rebecca Thompson-Hitt. I'm the founder and executive director of the Consciously Parenting Project. And we're talking about how behavior is a communication. All behavior is a communication. And so, you know, as I'm looking at creating connection and, you know, really the foundation of how we create our relationships and connection, if we have an easy baby is easy to connect to. If we have a more difficult baby, that baby is more difficult to connect to. But that baby who is easy is communicating. It's just easier to get that communication. It's easier to understand what that baby is saying, and it's totally easy to just go with it. When you have a more intense baby, you have a more intense experience. And when you have a more intense experience, ooh, you have your own communications about that behavior. You have your own feelings about it. And so it starts creating these loops, either positive loops or negative loops. And it starts from the very beginning, those patterns of relationship that we experience based on communication. Now, babies communicate by the way that they move their bodies, by the way that they make noises, and how much of the time that baby is happy, how often they're unhappy has a huge impact. I had a mom several years ago whose baby had all kinds of medical things going on, and they couldn't quite figure out what it was, but this baby cried almost all the time. And it was really, really distressing for this mother. She just wanted to be able to make her baby happy. And because she couldn't, then she started feeling bad about herself. So the baby is communicating about her own experience. The baby is communicating her own discomfort in her physical body. She's communicating her own discomfort with the patterns and, you know, her mom feeling upset and having trouble. And the mom is communicating that she's having a hard time connecting with the baby. And so if we can find a way to join right there and connect with one another, even realizing that we're both feeling distressed, it creates connection. It doesn't have to change the outer circumstances. It doesn't have to, okay, well, you just need to be easier. I really wish that worked, but it doesn't. And when we get what they're communicating to us, then they settle. And when they settle, we can shift in our relationship. So I wanted to just talk about that early foundational pattern, because I want you to think about your own. When you had your little ones, what were they like? What were they communicating? And I want you to think about the birth. I want you to think about your pregnancy. I want you to think about those things that happened. What was your child communicating? And those very things that when they're not heard, because most of us have no idea what our baby is trying to communicate to us, when we miss those things over and over and over again that our baby is trying to communicate to us, that creates patterns. It creates a pattern in our nervous system that we repeat. Now, the beautiful thing is we're going to be talking about nurturing and repair, and you can do something. If you missed something, which most of us did, I know I did, I missed so much. There's things that you can do when you recognize how that pattern is showing up still right now in this moment, to create some repair, to create some reconnection. So for now, I just want you to think about it. I just want you to think about what it means, what it's like when you think about your baby, when your child was a baby, or if your child's a baby now, what are they like? What do you think they're communicating to you? Pay attention to the way that they move their body. Pay attention to the sounds that they make. Pay attention to how much they're happy, and then pay attention to how that impacts you or how that impacted you. I would love to open a dialogue about this. So anything that you want to share, you can just feel free to respond to underneath this or wherever we've got our discussion set up. I would love to talk more about this. So next week, we're going to be talking about nurturing connection and understanding what your child is communicating, especially through feelings. This is where we get a little bit wonky in terms of our ability to handle that and to communicate with our kids. So See you in our next video.